Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Number one, this pastor-turned-OF model says that she feels closer to God than ever. That's probably because she dresses up as Eve on Only Fools. But at last we have an answer to the endless whining of, why can't we have women priests? Because they'll pull stuff like this, or say that we're all Muslims. You can't make a hoe into a housewife. Shockingly, you also can't make a priest into one either. Who would have guessed? This is the result of the Protestant Reformation and its consequences. Moving on, why is it that on Netflix, the white male is the villain? The dad is an idiot, the mom is the breadwinner, and the black man is the hero. Could it have something to do with the fact that the co-founder of Netflix is related to Edward Bernays? And Bernays was the king of propaganda and manipulation, and wanted to weaken people's minds so they would be good little consumers. In reality, the left is upset because they're being judged by the content of their character instead of the color of their skin. So this is how they fix it. Number 3, 6 in 10 Canadians say they can never trust Americans the same way again. This is just Canadian propaganda designed to manipulate Canadians to hate Americans. In fact, I trust Americans more now, and I'll be heading down as a snowbird next year to support the US economy as a Canadian. We should be more worried about the Canadian government because they're planning Bill C-8, which could force all internet companies to not sell internet access to Canadians our government doesn't like. Up next, the modern left is comprised of four major groups. The boomers, minorities that get free stuff, women that lost their marbles on birth control and antidepressants, and mentally ill gender goblins. Where's the fifth category? Of male feminists and soy boys. Not to mention simps and cucks. It's the boomers that keep on voting the left in enough to win. Once they disappear in the next 10 to 20 years, America will become more conservative. Number 5, why the different messaging? In Africa, why have 4 kids when you could have 7? And in the West, if you want to fight climate change, then you need to have fewer kids. I think we all know why, but we can't say anything, or we will get censored. In reality, the worst thing we could have done for climate is give aid to Africa. Remember back when the internet was the fun place to be, and not a monitoring tool for the Kalargi plan in real time. Moving on, this white dude has a black girlfriend, and she wants him to call her the N-word in the bedroom. And he's wondering if it's okay and what he should do. I'll tell you what to do. Get an AIDS test done first, and if you're in the clear, then do what she says. Before you make her angry and she throws her shoes at you Jerry Springer styles. I once knew a Jewish guy that married a big black woman. He told me his community was so angry at him for being with her, and the pressure got to him eventually and he dumped her. Why were they so intolerant towards her? Isn't diversity strength? Number 7, what would you name this monument? How about Mount Wokemore? Other suggestions include Spread Eagle Mountain, Mount Deport, Poop Hill, Bitchback Mountain, or Mount Trashmore. So many options, so little time. Why would anyone actually put them on a mountain, though? The Somali one has the best face in the bunch, and that tells you a lot. You know that one day women will demand their very own version of Mount Rushmore, and you know it's never going to be finished. It won't even get started. Up next is Whammon says she's sexually adventurous and easy on the eye. Doesn't she mean easy on the eyes, or did someone gouge out one of their eyes after looking at her? She says men indulge her addiction to affairs. She has a cuck husband too. Wonderful. The only reason they're indulging her is because she has 2 basketballs on her chest. The rest of her looks like a frumposaurus. Women think that getting sex is an accomplishment. Even a 500-pound burn victim with a functional cooch can still get laid. Number 9, someone asks, when you see a nose ring on a woman, what do you think? The nose ring is the least of this woman's worries, as she's got a cheap wig on and her eyebrows look like they were painted on using shoe polish. The nose ring is also a side ring, which is better than the one in the middle that makes you look bovine in nature. If she paints on a mustache and smokes a cigar, she could pass for Groucho Marx's great-granddaughter. Moving on, Will was horrified to learn in the 1950s same-sex attracted people were seen as criminals and pumped full of body-altering chemicals. And today they're told they're trans and also pumped full of body-altering chemicals as well. Now that's progress, baby. It's all about getting sexual deviants to sterilize themselves and feel turned on doing so. At least in the 1950s, the hormones made men more masculine, while today they make them more feminine. Number 11, who's your favorite Bond? For me, it's gotta be Roger Moore because of his dry humor, like handing that guy a fish after driving his Lotus up onto the beach. Plus, Moore had the best henchman, Jaws, and The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker are my two favorite Bond films. I think we can all agree that Lazenby was everyone's least favorite. That's probably why he wasn't called to reprise the role. Moore was the best because he never took himself too seriously. Up next, here are the Minnesotans charged with stealing millions from U.S. housing programs. Such wonderful U.S. last names like Falad and Mohammed. And how much you want to bet that they will somehow be portrayed as the victims and might even get to keep some of that money. What do you expect, though? I'm still laughing that one of these guys is named Christopher. What are the odds? Also, when you import Somalia, you elect Somalia. Number 13, this guy made $1.2 million last year as a resume writer. An AI has reduced his income by a third, and he's thinking of changing careers. Making that much writing resumes for 5 years means he should have made enough to retire by now. I have zero sympathy for businesses destroyed by artificial intelligence. Within 5 years, there won't even be a need for resumes for most white-collar jobs, as 90% of the work will be done by AI. Moving on, three women were arrested in Toronto in a theft ring targeting seniors. I thought that they were the same woman for a moment. Looks like there might be a lot of inbreeding in that family. Looks like the Eastern European gypsies have finally arrived in Canada too. What I want to know is, who would find any of them attractive enough to wife up? It must have happened when they were a lot younger. People like this are wrecking our high-trust society. Number 15, Samsung now confirms that ads will be shown on their $1,800 plus fridge. If that happens, I'll just buy a different brand, and if they all do it, I'll buy an old used fridge instead. I wouldn't be surprised if in the not-so-distant future you have to watch an unskippable ad before the door will even open. I remember my grandmother having a fridge like this one, and it lasted forever. It was a power hog, though. Up next, here's the difference between a good conversation starter and a bad one. It's the same word, but if an unattractive man says it, then it's bad. So it's not what you say to women that matters. What matters is how you look while saying it. That's what the black pill teaches. And speaking of black pillars, Thinking Ape and his YouTube channel got demonetized and then deleted by YouTube because they claimed he violated their terms by being black pill. Follow him over on Rumble now. Number 17, here's Randy. Would you date her and her African too? There are plenty of simps that would be perfectly fine smashing her while little Aiden here was locked up hungry and cold in the room next door. I never dated single mothers when I was single, and I never would have even if it was the last woman in the world. They also named her perfectly because she had to be pretty randy to burn in the coal like that. With her looks, she hadn't made in life before she paid the toll. Moving on, here are the countries of the world with the GDP per capita that's lower than Mississippi. I don't think the Canada on the whole has a higher GDP than Mississippi, though. This has to be old because our largest province, Ontario, now has a per capita income that's now lower than Alabama. Also, to be honest, though, do you believe that people in Mississippi have a better quality of life in their SUVs and McMansions than people in Italy? Maybe they do, though, because there's not much enrichment there. Number 19, here's the total gross income from Kareem Jovian on OF. And Little Tay says that's chump change. Looks like the supply of simps out there is endless, and it'll throw hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, at women that take their clothes off. We need to hunt down the men that paid for these fives and give them a five across the eyes. We're now in a world where girls as young as 12 see online prostitution as a valid career. Up next, according to science, the presence of an attractive woman boosts a man's testosterone and increases his risk-taking behaviors. That explains so much. I guess that all the fat and ugly women out there are lowering men's testosterone levels, and that's why they're so weak. It's obviously also obesity rates and sedentary lifestyles, as well as the soy that is also lowering those T-scores. Maybe having mixed-gender gyms isn't such a bad idea after all from the perspective of boosting men's T levels. Number 21, should Islam be taught in schools? It probably will when Islam takes over the world. But seriously, instead of Islam being taught in schools, maybe the truth about Islam should be taught in schools instead. But if that ever happened, the schools would probably get burned down. Islam assimilates other cultures and destroys them, and forces people in the conquered lands to adopt Islam, if they want to have the same rights. I don't think any religion or ideology should be taught in public schools or universities. Moving on, Brooklyn Dan says that people are morons, and that these guys were Antifa, every last one of them, fighting against fascists. They weren't Antifa. They were Americans, and they were fighting German and Italian fascists instead. Antifa doesn't even know what the fascist is anymore. According to them, most of the people that are left of center these days are also fascists. They need an enemy, a boogeyman, and they're just making one up because otherwise, they'd have no purpose. Number 23, does anyone prefer the version of her on the left? I certainly do. I like my babes busty and with a little bit of cushion for the push-in, if you know what I mean. She probably lost the weight, though, because while men like myself and others like them rounder in the bedroom, many of us don't feel comfortable marrying a larger lady, because it's socially unacceptable and might affect the quality of our lives. Are you really telling me you wouldn't prefer this? Optics, once you see it, you can't unsee it. That Gavin Newsom is butthead, and he wants to be President Butthead one day. We don't actually need this mouth breather messing up America more than it already has been. All he's missing to complete the look includes some braces and an AC/DC shirt. And if I were him, I'd play into this for Halloween just for laughs. But I think he's too big of a narcissist to do so. To be honest, though, I think he looks a lot more like this version of the Joker. Only the Timu version. Number 25 and the last one, some people say that this is witchcraft. Either that or baby's blood. Whoever is causing this, it looks like there's more than enough plastic in her to build a Lego set. Also in the before picture, why does it look like her cheeks have sideways butt cheeks? I guess that's what they call fine lines. You can get rid of the wrinkles, but not the insecurity that comes from running back to the surgeon over and over again. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.